WordSunday.com, the feast of the exaltation of the cross. The power of the snake, the power of the cross. Jesse heard a hushed but constant swish. He froze. The words rattlesnake raced through his mind. The sound got louder. What should he do? Jesse bolted. His feet carried him down the dusty hill to the street below. By the street lamp, he stopped and stooped over. His heart pounded. His chest heaved in short bursts of breath. Ah, but his ears no longer heard that feared rattle. Many people fear snakes. Snakes slither on the ground and have a dry, leathery skin. Some snakes are poisonous. Many people avoid snakes since they seem foreign, if not deadly. Yet there's a fascination with snakes. Snakes shed old skin for new. Some can even regrow a lost tail. So many cultures see snakes as a sign of life that regenerates itself. Snakes are strange creatures that evoke a sense of dread and awe, for they represent both death and life. In the book of Numbers, the people of Israel rebelled against God, so the Lord cursed them with an attack of poisonous snakes. When the people cried out in relief, God instructed Moses to erect a bronze standard in the form of a snake. When the people looked upon the standard, they were saved. The Lord used the snake as an instrument of death and as a symbol of life. John's Gospel recalled the narrative from the book of Numbers. Just as Moses lifted up the snake image made from bronze in the desert, the Son of Man needs to be lifted up so that everyone who places their trust in him will live forever. The words of Jesus referred to his death on the cross. He would be lifted up onto the cross and die, yet his death would bring eternal life to those who believed in him. The symbol of death, whether the snake in the book of Numbers or the cross in the Gospel of John, changed into a symbol of life and salvation. The words of Jesus describe the change from death to life, but the image did not answer the question that has haunted Christians for the last two millennia. Why? Why did Jesus have to die? The famous verse, John 3:16, answered the question. God loved the world so very much that he gave the world his only Son. Everyone who places their trust in the Son will not be lost, but will live forever. God loves us and sent his Son to become one like us. In the words of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, Jesus emptied himself like a servant when he was born. When he grew up, he humbled himself and obeyed God, even as he died on the cross. God loves us so much, he risked his very Son for our salvation. All he asks us to do in return is to trust his Son. For when we place our faith in him, we receive what he received, eternal life. The power of the snake lies in its poison and its ability to regenerate itself. The power of Christ ultimately lay in his death on the cross, and that life that his death gave to us. When we look upon the crucifix, let's consider the power of that image. We live because he died and lives anew in us. Meditate on the crucifix. How does the death of Christ bring you life? This presentation was written, narrated, and produced by Larry Broding. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.